Hallelujah. Amen. You all look so refreshed, like you've been eating for the last 5 days. Praise the Lord. All right, do we have the worship guys ready? All right, let's get to business. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to give you a big welcome again to yet another exciting day of World Peace 2005. To the glory of God, today is day 19. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I think someone is putting this back and saying, let's go one more back one more day. The Lord might just answer that prayer and say, let's go back 10 more days behind. Let's backtrack 10 more days and start counting from day 10. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Would you lift your hands and say, Father, I'm here to bless you. On this 19th day, I bring you worship. I bring you praise. On the 19th day, I say to the love of my soul, you deserve the praise. I say to the love of my soul, you deserve the worship. I'm here as a priest of God to bless you. To declare there is no God like you. The Lord was sharing with me the book of 2 Samuel this morning, I think chapter 7, and it was a conversation kind of thing between David and God. And David was making a commitment to the Lord. I'm telling the Lord, Lord God, you're mighty. You've done so much. And in that scripture, David was listening to God. God, you know, I live in a paneled house. My house is beautiful. And I really want to build you something great. And God said to him, that's very strange, because no one before you ever thought of building me something, even though I didn't need anything from anyone. But because you put it in your heart to build me something great, I will make a covenant within your children's children, that the dynasty of David will never cease. And then David went back to God and said, God, I receive that. God, I like that. God began to say, he said, I will make you great, and your name shall be mentioned among the greats in the land and in the earth. And David said, Lord, I receive that. Then he began to speak to God and says, God, do you know there is no God like you in heaven above? Do you know when I check the earth, do you know there's no one like you? And God nodded his hand and said, that's my boy. And God made me to realize that was the defining point for David's life, for the Davidic covenant forever. It's important for us to come to that point where we relate with the glory of God and we interact with the presence of God. And we speak to God and he speaks to us. Hallelujah. God speaks prophecy and promise over our lives. We seek worship to him. And we say, well, God, you know, last time I checked, I think you are the greatest of all gods. There really is none that can compare to you. And I think we need to have that Davidic spirit tonight and come before God and seal the covenant just like David sealed it. Say, God, you know, there is no one like you. That's what it's spoken about. There is no one like you. There is no God that can be compared to you. And God loves that. God loves people who recognize that he is sovereign. That he is God. I want you to lift those holy hands and say, Father, I seal the covenant. We have been on a covenant journey for the last 19 days. Let's seal it with praise. Let's seal it with worship tonight and say, Father, do you know, just in case you've forgotten, God, there is no one like you. Lord, do you recognize that none can compare with your glory? God loves when men talk to him like that. Oh, it makes him rise up on the throne and get excited. And then he'll begin to say things like, now, because of this, David, because you have this in your heart, your son shall forever reign on the throne of you, and your kingdom will be forever and ever. And yet God said to him, also, let me add to it, wherever the names of great men are mentioned, you also be first. That's exactly what God spoke to them in the place of covenant exchange. And I want us to have to enter the Davidic attitude tonight, because we're Davidic people. Don't forget, we are the ones of whom it is said, these ones are born in Zion. David is the father of Zion. David is the founder of Zion. David is the progenitor of the Zion spirit. He is the man that God said, you are the man after my heart. And forever and ever on your throne, your children shall be relevant. And I will divide your portion among you, your portion among the great. That anywhere the great have been mentioned, your name shall come first. And David said, Lord, I like that. It's also important for us to know how to transact with God. When God gives us prophetic word, for the last 19 days, we have been receiving prophetic word. Yesterday was tremendously a defining moment for many of us. Prophecies have been flying. God has been speaking great things to the lives of people. I woke up this morning with a prophetic word in my spirit. I woke up this morning getting an SMS on my phone, a prophetic word from the Lord on different people in the church. Accurate, powerful word. Surely we have come to a defining moment in our corporate life, and we must never let this stop. So I want you to connect with that spirit, the spirit of the promise of God. These are the days when God is releasing great promises. The Bible talks about great and exceeding precious promises. I want you to just say, Lord, you know, there's no one like you. I bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I feel stronger that tonight the Lord will have us focus on a redefining or a reawakening of our responsible priesthood ministry. I think God is clearly speaking to us tonight that I'm calling you back to a place of worship. I'm calling to a place where you redefine your priesthood ministry. God's word tonight is going to be speaking to us, to our priesthood ministry, because we are a people of priesthood. We are the house of Levi. We are the house of Aaron. But much more, we are of the house of Melchizedek, a priesthood that lasts forever. And even when time is gone, the time is over, it is that ministry of our priesthood that we will still be operating in and be manifesting in. Even when we see Him in glory, we will still be priests unto our God, for He has made us a nation of kings, but also a nation of priests. So tonight I want you to say, Father God, reawaken my priesthood tonight as I speak with you, as I speak to you. Reawaken my priesthood. Stir up my priesthood by your spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to teach you a couple of songs and then we will sing those songs to the Lord. Hallelujah. In expression of our priesthood. Because that is who you are. I said that is who you are. And so most of the Psalms we'll be speaking tonight, we'll be receiving tonight, will speak clearly to us, those of us of the house of Levi. And every time God talks about the house of Levi, talks about the Levites, talks about the priesthood, He talks about those who carry the instrument of worship. Talks about those who go before the people of the Lord and bring the glory of God before the people. And that's who we are. Hallelujah. And when His glory is made, His honor, when it's not, His name is honored, then His glory. Hallelujah. We are the people of the house of Aaron. Amen. We are the people who carry the priesthood. We are the ministers of the Lord. I know for ease of administration, we use words like elders and ministers and heads of department and assigned of department. Just all for the sake of structure and corporate whatever. But truly, every single person that has been washed by the precious blood of Jesus becomes a priest unto God. And that means everyone here tonight, or everyone under the influence of this meeting tonight, who has been saved, born again, who has been made brought to the covenant, the new covenant in Christ Jesus. Maybe I should ask, how many people here have entered that dimension of covenant, the new covenant? I am a child of God. I am born again. I want you to lift your hands and testify that I am a child of God. I have been washed by the blood of the Lamb. My sins have been forgiven. I have been redeemed from the curse of the law. My name is written in the Lamb's book of life. I am a child of God. I am a partner to God. I'm in covenant with the Lord. And I am a priest. Now, if you are in that category, then you are a priest of God. Hallelujah. Then it behoves you to be responsible and to be responsive to that ministry of worship. Hallelujah. Come bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord. All ye servants of the Lord.
All ye servants of the Lord.
Who stand by night.
Who stand by night.
In the house of the Lord. Lift up your
hands
in the holy place. Together and bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord. We are the ones who stand by night in the house of the Lord. We are the servants of the Lord. That's who we are. We are sons and we minister to Him. We are sons and we minister to Him. We are sons, but we are also called into ministry, to the ministry of priesthood, to offer holy sacrifices. That's why David said, and I love David, I'm getting to love David more every day. There's just no way you're not falling in love with David. If you want to be really successful, you can't do without being Davidic. Praise the Lord. David is the one who said, Lord, may the lifting up of our hands be as the evening sacrifice. Hallelujah. So this is what happens. Every time you lift up your hands, hallelujah, you're sacrificing, you're bringing sacrifice to the Lord. That's what David said. Hallelujah. He said, may our prayer be an incense, and may the lifting up of our hands be as the evening sacrifice. Hallelujah. And that's why we, whether in the Old Testament or New Testament, when Paul would say, are we the men lift up holy hands everywhere with our stuff, he's basically saying, we are priests unto God, and every time we recognize our priesthood, we raise our hands up to Him. And when we do that, it's an act of sacrifice. Hallelujah. It's sacrifice. It's giving yourself. Hallelujah. Presenting yourself as the animal being sacrificed each time you lift up hands. That's why it's an attitude you have. It's a lifestyle you have to have. It's a habit you have to cultivate. Praise the Lord. Because every time you do it without fail, you are breaking God's sacrifice. Do you understand that? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, I'll teach you this one. Well, a lot of times, so I thought I would teach you, but then you end up teaching me. So, Don't let me just say I'll teach you. Wait, maybe we should say we'll sing it together. Now the reason is because this is one of the songs that I'm believing the Lord that God will bring the church back to a place of true heartfelt worship. Most times, believers, born again children of God, just come to God to ask for things. And it's good, praise the Lord. It's good to know when to make requests because our God answers prayers. Hallelujah. But it becomes a problem if the only aspect of the relationship that you build is the one that you just make requests alone. That's not good enough. Praise the Lord. But it's good to make requests. And if we make requests, God will hear us. Amen. Hello, people. If we ask Him, He said, I will answer you. Amen. And I will show you greater things, greater mighty things to come. But there's also another aspect of you where you say, Lord, I bring you a sacrifice. Praise the Lord. Amen. And that, every time people bring sacrifice to the Lord, then you see God bowing in and receiving the sacrifice and saying, you are cutting a covenant with me. Praise the Lord. And when we do that, it becomes an everlasting, never-ending covenant. And so it's important for us to know that. Praise the name of Jesus. When you're in covenant with God, you can reproduce breakthroughs. Not only in your life, but in the lives of other people. Praise God. So you're not just a consumer. You are also one who gives life to other people because you're in covenant. Amen? This is a song written by a man who's not with the Lord. His name is, well, him and his wife, Kate Green and Melody Green. And they wrote it from the book of Psalms too, but they put a lot of Psalms together. And it says, I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. This guy should have it on the screen. I will tell of all thy wonders. I will be glad and exalt in thee. Hallelujah. Amen. It's simple. I know the musicians were not born when this song was. So they're going to have to learn and follow us. Praise the Lord. Some of them are covering their faces. Yes, you were not born when this song was. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. I will tell of all thy wonders. I will be glad and exalt in thee. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. I will tell of all thy wonders. I will be glad and exalt in thee. Sing together. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. I will tell of all thy wonders. I will be glad and exalt in thee.
Let's sing it together.
I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. I will tell of all thy wonders. I will be glad and exalted.
Let's sing together.
I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. I will tell of all thy wonders. I will be glad and exalted.
Let's sing one more time.
I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. I will tell of all thy wonders. I will be glad and exalt.
Let's sing it again.
I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. I will tell of all thy wonders. I will be glad.
Praise the Lord. Is it simple? Yes, it is. All right, let's go to the second stanza.
I will trust in
you. Wait, follow me. This is David standing here. Asaph has to follow. Only in contemporary believer church do you see Sam singing and the people are leading him. You follow. Praise God. You don't need to know the song. It's okay. I know I put in time of worship, but it's okay if you don't know the song. You don't have to try and show it, you know. You follow me. Hello, people. You get it? I got this song. You didn't get it. So you need to get me. You need to follow me tonight. I want you to sing. Even if you know the song. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's also one of the things about Davidic ministry. You have guys like Asaph, Ethan, Jeduthun. David will receive a message from the Lord and he will give it to them and he will bring a song out of it. And it's high time church. I need to say this. The worship leader in a church is not Taiwo Inyang. The worship leader in a church is the pastor. He doesn't know how to sing at all. He does not need to know how to sing a key. But he must get a prophetic song from the Lord. And then he hands it over to a Taiwo Inyang. How we have put some music into it, or Henry Soul, or what's your name? Yes. So you don't lead David. David leads you. Praise the Lord. You get it? Right, so you follow me. It's called culture of worship. Praise the Lord. That's the culture of the Spirit. You are professionals. I'm not. But when prophetic comes, you follow the leader. Praise the Lord. All right. So listen. I will trust in you, my God, who delivered me and lifted me from the gates of death. I will be glad and exalt in thee. Sing it. I will trust in you, my God, who delivered me and lifted me from the gates of death. I will be glad and exalted. I will trust in. I will trust in you, my God, who delivered me and lifted me from the gates of death. I will be glad and exalted. Let's sing together. I will trust. I will trust in you, my God, who delivered me and lifted me from the gates of death. I will be glad and exalted. I will trust in my God. I will trust in you, my God, who delivered me and lifted me from the gates of death. I will be glad and exalted. Let's take this one more time. I will trust. I will trust in you, my God, to deliver me. And you lifted me from the gates of death. I will sing praise. All right, let's start from the beginning. I will bless them. I will sing praise to the dead. My heart, I will tell all thy wonders. I will be glad. Let's sing it again. I will give thanks to the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. Sing it one more time. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. I will tell of all thy wonders. I will be glad. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. I will tell of all thy wonders. I will be glad. I will trust in you, my God. I will trust in you, my God, who delivered me and lifted me from the gates of death. I will be glad and exalted. I will trust in you, my God. I will trust in you, my God, who delivered me and lifted me from the gates of death. I will be glad and exalted. I will give thanks. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. With all my heart. I will tell all thy wonders. I will be glad and exalted.
I will be glad and exalted.
I will tell
of all thy wonders. I will be glad.
Come on, somebody say, I will tell.
I will tell of all thy wonders. I will be glad and exalted.
I will give thanks.
I will give thanks to the Lord.
So this is how David lives. Hallelujah. And I know you can count your own enemies on your fingertips. Everywhere David turned, everywhere, among his brothers, among his friends, in his family, among his children, his boss hated him, gave assassination attempt on his life 21 times. His enemies hated him. People mightier than him, they hated him. People under him, they hated him. His next door neighbors hated him. Everyone wanted the little thing that David had. David had one. I don't know how many enemies do you have that you say, hey, send me, oh, hey, my life, oh, hey, me, I cannot praise God, oh, me, I cannot worship God, oh. But in the midst of the attack, David understood that the only way to overcome life challenges is by appealing to the covenant that you have with God. And worship activates covenant. Because God inhabits the presence of his people. So if you're really serious about winning victory in life, you need to enter the Davidic spirit. Nobody says it's going to be easy for you. Nobody says they are going to be excited to praise the Lord. If anyone tells you that, it's a lie. David was never excited to praise the Lord, but he understood the power of releasing covenant. That's why he said this: bless the Lord, O my soul, and everything within me. So it is you that have to tell your body, it is you that have to tell your mind that is thought about all the troubles. You have to tell that mind and say, look, you have to come back to covenant. Because by worrying, how many of you can win your victory? It's by appealing to God. So I'm going to challenge you tonight to enter your priesthood. I'm going to challenge you tonight to stand before God as a priest and bring him sacrifice tonight. And say, Father, I will trust in you, my God. You who delivered me. You who took me from the gates of death. I will rejoice. I will exalt in you. And that's basically what it means to live in the power of the Psalms. Living in the power of the Psalms is living in the power of the kingdom, the power of the King. Hallelujah. Lift your voice and say, Father, I receive a restoration of my priesthood tonight. Come on, lift your voice and just speak to God and say, Father, I receive restoration of my spirit, of my priesthood tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, the glory of your presence,
we are temples,
give you reverence. Come on, rise. Come and rise from your rest and be blessed by our praise as we glory. to lift your fist tonight. I just say to God, God, I'm your priest. After the order of Christ. Rise from your rest. Lord, every time I stand in my priesthood, may heaven touch earth. Every time I put on the garment of my anointing of priesthood, may your kingdom be released upon the earth. That's why we are priests. It's priests that bring the glory down. When people are confused, they don't know what to do. When the priest comes here and they say, oh God, rise and come upon your rest. And let your presence rest upon your people, oh God. That's what Moses said. Every time the people are confused, Moses always rose up the priesthood and said, let the priest go before me. Let him raise the word of worship. And then the voice of the Lord will resound in the midst of the message seat. And then the glory cloud will rest upon the tabernacle. And then the people will have a sense of direction, knowing that clearly this is where God wants us to go. It's time to bring up your priesthood. It's time to activate heaven upon the earth. You're not just a human being, you're a priest. You're not just someone who goes to church, you are a minister. You are the one who understands how to bring sacrifice to God right in the nick of time. Oh, the glory. And I want you guys to sing it gently. Don't rush it. Chew your words. Don't be hasty. And release your ministry to the Lord. I say that to them, I say that to everyone. It's your ministry. You are the minister. You are the priest. You are the one who carries the vessel of the Lord. You are the one on whose shoulder the responsibility is to bring the glory cloud down upon your life and the life of your family, the life of your kids, the life of everyone on your household. You have that responsibility. God has given it to you in the new covenant. So I want everyone to raise their voice and raise their hearts in enter into the character of priesthood. That's who you are. Because you are a nation, a kingdom of priests. Oh, the glory of your presence. Of your presence. We are temples. We are temples. Give your reverence. Give you reverence. Come and rise from your rest. Come and rise from your and be blessed by our praise. And be blessed by our praise.
Oh, the glory of
your presence.
Hold your presence.
We are temple.
We your temple.
We give you reverence.
Give you reverence.
Come and rise from your rest.
So there I from your rest.
Let every priest raise their garment tonight.
Hold your presence.
Let every minister to God tonight say,
we your temple.
Give your reverence.
Give your reverence.
just give him praise. Tell him, God, arise on the praise of your people. Lord, rise upon the praise of your people. Rise tonight upon the worship of your people. Rise, oh God, arise. Rise, arise. Rise, arise. Rise, arise. Rise, arise. Rise, oh God, upon the praise of the people. Rise, oh God, upon the worship of the people. Rise, oh God, upon the worship, oh God, of the people. Oh, arise. Father, rise, take your rest. Just take your hand and say, rise, take your rest. Rise, take your rest upon our meeting. Rise, You take your rest upon our local assembly. Rise. You take your rest upon our marriages. Rise and take your rest upon our ministries. Rise and take your rest upon our kids. Rise. Come on, talk about it. Rise. Rise. Open our careers. Rise. Open all we do on here. Rise. Open our life and ministry. Rise. Open our business. Rise. Open our life and ministry. Rise. Rise. Up down there, all right, 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 the God, right, the God, right, the God, right, right, right. Every time, Lord, we lift up, he said, arise, O God.
Tonight. It is your glory we celebrate tonight. It's your presence we acknowledge tonight. We're not just singing rhymes. We're talking to the King. We're serving our King. We're standing as priests and we're bringing honor. We're bringing glory. We're bringing respect. We're bringing public acknowledgement for the mighty God who lives beyond the galaxy. Let your praise bless him. You've asked him to bless you all week long. He has blessed your water, bless your bread, bless your church, bless your ministry, bless your health, bless your husband, bless your wife, bless your career, bless your academic, bless your community, bless your nation, bless your world. Now it's time for you as priest to say, Lord, I bless you. Thank you. Master. Bless him. Say, Lord, I bless you. With my soul, I bless you. With my praise, I bless you. With my song, I bless you. With my leg, I bless you. Lord, with the breath within me, I bless you. Kiloshe,
Your hands. Say, Lord, this is my sacrifice. This is my sacrifice. I am the sacrifice. Not my money, not my time, not even my singing. I am the sacrifice. I bring myself to my Lord. As a living sacrifice, may I be holy and acceptable before you. As I stand before you tonight, Father, as priests unto you. For you have made us a nation of priests. For you have made us a kingdom of priests. You made me. I didn't make myself. And so, Lord, I live for you. I live to serve you. I live to honor you. I live to bless you. I live to praise you. I live to worship you. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment, I live for you alone. Come on, come on, raise it to him, raise it to him. Empty yourself, lose your voice to him. It's worth it, it's worth it. Give him your heart, give him your soul, give him your mind, give him your intellect, give him your spirit. And say, Lord, unto you I yield my spirit. Totally, absolutely, holding nothing back, withholding nothing. I am your sacrifice, Lord. I am your priest, and I bring myself tonight as a living sacrifice. May my worship be holy. May my praise be acceptable. May my offering find favor in your sight. May my life please you. You are the God majestic in power. You are the God that is majestic in praise. Awesome in wonders. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. Come on, bless him for a chance. Say, Lord, I bless you. From your holy place, I bless you. From the core of my being, I bless you, Lord. From my soul, I bless you. From my mind, I bless you. From my spirit, I, Yahweh, bless you. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, everything within me. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Oh my soul. Bless the Lord. Oh my heart. My pancreas. My kidney. My liver. Every part of my vital. My veins. My arteries. Everything. Big and small. My blood. My water. My veins. Everything. Every enzyme. Every hormone. Every cell. Oh, bless the Lord. I bless you. I bless the Lord. I bless the Lord. Come on, somebody bless them. Bless them. Say, Lord, I bless you tonight. You have been blessing me. You have always blessed me. And you've changed my life. Lord, tonight, I want to change your life. I want to bless you. But all the other people that claim to be God may envy you. I want to bless you. I want to praise you with all my heart. I bless you. Come on, bless him. Bless him. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to Jesus. I said glory to Jesus. I said glory to Jesus. I said glory to Jesus. Come on, someone say glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you from your temple. We bless you from Zion. We bless you from the house of the Lord. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Now that's just a test run for your life. That's how you should live every day. Hallelujah. How we live. That's how we live. And when we live like that, then we live above all crisis. We live above all attack. We live above every arsenal and every arrow of the enemy. When we live in a Davidic life, when we become Davidic in our approach, when we wear the linen ephod, and we serve as priests unto God, because that's what David is. Not only was he a king, he was also a priest. He wore the ephod, linen ephod, which was the priesthood garment. The only king that ever walked like that. No wonder God said, of all men that walk the surface of the earth, none do I fancy as David. We are his offspring. That's who we are. I say we are Davidic people. We are Davidic people. That's who we are. Hallelujah. We are not from any other place. We are from Zion. We are the ones of whom it said, this was. Praise the Lord. Psalm 134. Psalm 134. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're going to see what it means to live it, to be a child, to be a son of Zion. Hallelujah. And when you're even in crisis, when you're in Babylon, how to live and how to live out the reality of your Zion existence and the reality of your Zion pathology. Hallelujah. Or paternity. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Psalm 134. Three, go. Praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. May the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, bless you. From where? From Zion. That's the place where the blessing comes from.
And that's the place where we give him the blessing. And that's the place where he gives us the blessing. Hallelujah. Zion is the place of blessing transaction. That's basically what it is. It's where we bless the Lord, and it's where he's there. He blesses us. Praise the Lord. That's why you must never leave outside Zion. Zion is there because of the place of our spiritual existence. We have come to Mount Zion, to the innumerable company of angels. That's what the book of Hebrews says. To the church of the firstborn, to the body of saints made perfect, to the blood of sprinkling, the blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Zion is a place of God's mercy. It's a place of God's grace. That's where we live. That's where we live our life from. Hallelujah. Because that's where the blessing comes from. We bless you, Lord, from Zion. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 135. Three, go. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise Him, you servants of the Lord. You who minister in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praise to His name, for that is pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob to be His home, Israel to be His treasured possession. I know that the Lord is great, that our Lord is greater than all gods. The Lord does whatever pleases Him, in the heavens and on the earth, in the seas and all their depths. He makes clouds rise from the ends of the earth. He sends lightning with the rain and brings out the wind from His storehouses. He struck down the firstborn of Egypt, the firstborn of men and animals. He sends His signs and wonders into your midst, O Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. He struck down many nations and killed mighty kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kings of Canaan, and He gave their land as an inheritance to His people Israel. Your name, O Lord, endures forever. Your renown, O Lord, through all generations. For the Lord will vindicate His people and have compassion on His servants. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, made by the hands of men. They have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but they cannot see. They have ears but they cannot hear, nor is there breath in their mouths. Those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them. O house of Israel, praise the Lord. O house of Aaron, praise the Lord. O house of Levi, praise the Lord. You who fear Him, praise the Lord. Praise be to the Lord from Zion, to Him who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The only one praise that praise, authentic praise, comes from is from Zion. It's from the mouth of sons and daughters of Zion. Hallelujah. That's why God gets mad when sons and daughters of Zion fail to praise Him. He says, I will raise stones to praise Me. But we're sending the word back to God. Say, God, You have us here. No stone is going to take My place. Like the Sangha says, no rock is going to cry out in My place. I am here. Can someone say, I am here? Can someone say, I am your priest? You can count on My praise. You can count on My worship. I will bring it to you always. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You will notice in that scripture, many emphasis were laid on the sons of Aaron, sons of Levi. Hallelujah. Servants of the Lord. Because that's who we are. Verse 1, verse 2, verse 19, verse 20. They spoke to the sense of responsiveness and responsibility of the priest of God to rise again and bring Him praise from the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's what we do. That is our responsibility. That's why God set this meeting up, part of which is to raise up tonight our priesthood efficacy. Hallelujah. So that one more time, we can bring the glory of God down upon the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We activate His glory. Because that's who we are. We are His priest. Amen. And when His praise goes up, someone said, His blessing comes down. Praise the name of Jesus. So we can make that happen. Praise the Lord. Pray the Holy Ghost a little bit with me. Pray in the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Psalm 136. Three, go. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To Him who alone does great wonders, His love endures forever. Who, by His understanding, made the heavens, His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, His love endures forever. Who made the great lights, His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, His love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, His love endures forever. To Him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, His love endures forever. And brought Israel out from among them, His love endures forever. With a mighty hand and outstretched hand, His love endures forever. To Him who divided the Red Sea asunder, His love endures forever. And brought Israel through the midst of it, His love endures forever. But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea, His love endures forever. To Him who led His people through the desert, His love endures forever. Who struck down great kings, His love endures forever. And killed mighty kings, His love endures forever. Sion, king of the Amorites, His love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, His love endures forever. And gave their land as an inheritance, His love endures forever. An inheritance to His servant Israel, His love endures forever. To the one who remembered us in our low estate, His love endures forever. And freed us from all our enemies, His love endures forever. And who gives food to every creature, His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven, His love endures forever. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Psalm 137. Did you see what God is doing? God is restoring your inheritance. He's taking the stuff off the poor people of darkness and giving it to you as an inheritance. He's stripping along the loins of kings for your sake. Hallelujah. He's dispossessing nations because of you. Amen. Can I hear a big amen? Praise the Lord. Psalm 137. And the beautiful thing about the Psalm 137 was composed. Now, this is not a psalm written by David, because David had long gone before this was written. Hallelujah. This was written in the captivity of Babylon by the exiles when they were frustrated and they didn't know what to do. And they wrote this psalm. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 137. Three, go. By the rivers of Babylon, we sat and wept. When we remembered Zion, there on the poplar, we hung our harps. For there, our captors asked us for a song, for songs. Our tormentors demanded songs of joy. They said, sing us one of the songs of Zion. Hello, holy bear. Even the enemies understood that the people of Zion were preached unto God. The Bible says in verse 4, 3, go. How can we sing the songs of the Lord while in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill. May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I do not remember you, if I do not consider Jerusalem my highest joy, remember, O Lord, what the Edomites did on the day Jerusalem fell. Tear it down, they cried. Tear it down to its foundations. O daughter of Babylon, doomed to destruction. Happy is he who repays you for what you have done to us. He who seizes your infants and dashes them against the rocks. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Say, me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray tonight that every day of my life, may I always consider
your worship as my highest joy. Come on, one more time. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, as priest unto you, every day of my life, may I always consider your worship as my highest joy. Hallelujah. That's where the blessing of God rests. When the worship of Jehovah becomes our highest joy. Someone said, it becomes my highest praise just to know you, Lord. Hallelujah. The highest joy you can ever have is to stand as priest unto God. Because in His presence, there is fullness of joy. And in His right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Amen. Pray in the Holy Ghost for me. Pray in the Holy Ghost for 1 minute. Let us think in your spirit. May the worship of Jehovah God be your highest joy. That scripture says, the idols of the nation are silver and gold. We will make money, but we will never worship it. As a matter of fact, we will use our money to worship God and to open the nations up to the Lord. God's been challenging me on that and saying, it's time for you to step out, to step into a new phase where you open the nations up with your wealth and your blessing. God bless you with. We will never serve the God of Mammon. We will make money. We will live the best of life. But our hearts will always be in worshiping the Lord. Blessing and praise of the Lord will be our highest joy. Our marriage will never get to the place where it replaces worship. Our careers will never replace worship of God. Our finances, our breakthroughs, as they come, we will never use them to replace worship of God, which will be our highest joy. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Psalm 138. We're overspilling it tonight by about 3 minutes, but it's okay. Praise the name of the Lord. It's good to express our priesthood. Amen. God spends over time on blessing us anyway. So we need to spend over time a little bit, praise God, in blessing Him too. Praise the name of Jesus. Do I have an amen?
Amen.
Psalm 138. And that's the last psalm we're reading tonight. We're receiving tonight. Three, go. I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down toward your holy temple and will praise your name. For you have exalted above all things your name and your word. When I called, you answered me. You made me bold and stout-hearted. May all the kings of the earth praise you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. May they sing of the ways of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord is great. Though the Lord is on high, He looks upon the lowly, but the proud He knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand, you save me. The Lord will fulfill His purpose for me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hand. Say me, Father, in the name of Jesus, may I forever sing the praise of your glory. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, may the Lord settle me in my resting place. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, may you settle me. The reason I ask to pray this prayer is because David was able to compose the psalm. David wrote this one after he had fought many battles and God had given him the kingdom and he had entered Zion and he had established himself as king and he was now settled. I declare tonight, may the Lord settle you.
Amen.
May the Lord settle you.
Amen.
As God settled David from the midst of his many troubles and many enemies, and he wrote the Psalm 138 when he was settled. And when he was settled, he said, God, it's time for me. I think I need to build myself a house. I think, God, it's also good to build you a house. Father, settle us in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare tonight, Lord, settle everyone here under the influence of my voice. Bring us into our resting place. In the name of Jesus. You raise me up so I can stand.
You're radiant to hold and show me see. I am strong when I am on your shoulder. You raise me up.
I will sing it again with your voice.
You raise me up. You raise me up. So I can rest on mountains. You raise me up. To walk and fall.
Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for the privilege, the opportunity, our praise to come as sweet smelling savour, even to you, Father. We bless your holy name. We worship you, mighty God, awesome God, faithful God, prayer answering God, eternal King of glory, everlasting Rock of ages, our joy, our peace, our hiding place, our refuge, our fortress, our deliverer, our God, our friend, our provider, the highly exalted one, our joy. We thank you. We worship you. We bless you. We bless your holy name. Be magnified, O Lord. There is none like unto you. There is none beside you. There is none that can compare with you. You are greater than the greatest. You are the most magnificent. You are awesome in your majesty. You are awesome in all your ways. We praise you. We bow before you. We lift up our crowns, our laurels, our achievements, and we worship you with it. Be magnified, O God. Be magnified, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Praise awaits you, O God, in Zion. And we want you to know that we will love you all the days of our life. We thank you for answer to these prayers, all these requests. We thank you because your credit is good with us. We rejoice even over this situation because you're turning around everything to the glory of your name in the name of Jesus. And all the saints shout a big amen. Amen. This is why you must not miss tomorrow and next. No one could have done this for you. You can't even do it on the internet. You have to be here to do it yourself. So whatever it is, you have to try and make the remaining 2 days. Can I hear amen? Thank you, Father, for the strength you have given us, for grace you have given us, for breakthroughs that have been released even in this spirit. We give you praise and we worship you. In Jesus' name, we will celebrate you. We will celebrate you. You will testify. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Let the people, the worship team, the...
We hope you heard the voice of the Lord through the message that you just heard. For further inquiries about other helpful resources and counseling, please visit us at the Capstone Church Without Walls, 360 Murtala Mohammed Way, Yaba, located beside Skybank, Yaba Bus Stop, Lagos, Nigeria. Or call 080-77-248-222 or 080-2318-2030. You can email helpdesk@thecapstoneonline.com or simply visit us online at www.thecapstoneonline.com. Thank you so much for listening. May God bless you indeed.
The road ahead is long and winding. with eyes of faith, you'll find the way. And when the journey leaves you weary, you can rest in the comfort of heaven's arms. Sweet loving arms, peace be with you. Peace will follow always as you go. But now you know that through the darkness there's a light. Remember, God loves you. When you open up your heart, His love will meet you where you are. He will always be a part of everything you do. He is there to set you free and give you all the strength you need to carry on, to carry on through the darkness. See the light. Remember, God loves you. Remember, God loves you. God loves you. God.